historical facts you're going to use in the book.
That's one of the challenges that I face. My major decision is this. Can I share it without the narrator telling it? You know, putting history in the narrator's mouth makes the book a nonfiction history text instead of a historical fiction novel. Some facts don't fit the timeline, and I found that, excuse me, I don't mean timeline as in when it happened, but where it happened. In my latest novel, Occurring, which is Yoruba for a man, some of the most famous Civil War battles happen far from where my protagonist is when he enters the military. Battles I really wanted to place James, that's his name.